With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. A Trump deportation deadline has been delayed.
Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts paused a deadline for the return of a Maryland man mistakenly deported to El Salvador. A federal judge has ordered the administration to return Kilmar Abrego Garcia. The Justice Department went to the Supreme Court saying the judge was overstepping her authority. The administration has conceded Abrego Garcia should not have been sent to El Salvador because an immigration judge found he likely would have faced persecution by local gangs, but argued he's no longer in U.S. custody and the government has no way to get him back. The White House has described Abrego Garcia's deportation as an administrative error, but has said he was an MS-13 gang member. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The Supreme Court is allowing the Trump administration to use an 18th century wartime law to deport Venezuelan migrants, but says they must get a court hearing before they're taken from the U.S. In a 5-4 decision Monday, the court said the administration must give Venezuelans who it claims are gang members reasonable time to go to court. But the conservative majority says the legal challenges must take place in Texas instead of a Washington courtroom. The U.S. is holding direct talks with Iran about its nuclear program.
Insisting that Iran cannot have a nuclear weapon, the president said the U.S. is pursuing a diplomatic settlement with Iranian officials.
We are meeting very importantly on Saturday at almost the highest level. We'll see how it works out.
During a meeting with the visiting Israeli prime minister, the president also warned that Iran would be in great danger if talks are unsuccessful. Greg Clugston, Washington.
On Wall Street, the Dow down by 349 points. The NASDAQ rose 15. This is SRN News. Kentucky taxpayers are no longer paying for sex change operations.
The new law was passed by the state's majority Republican legislature, which had to override a veto by Democratic Governor Andy Beshear to make it stick. Beshear is considered a rising star in the Democratic Party and a potential presidential candidate. But he continues to go all in on the LGBT agenda with a special fondness for transgenderism. Political experts say those positions helped bring about the Democratic defeat in last year's elections. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A White House official says the Trump administration is planning to halt more than $500 million in contracts and grants awarded to Brown University over anti-Semitic protests there last year. The action will add to a list of Ivy League colleges that are having their federal money threatened as a result of their responses to anti-Semitism. Dozens of universities are facing federal investigations. This is SRN News. This spring home buying season looks to be more favorable for home shoppers than it's been in recent years.
The inventory of homes for sale nationally remains low by historical standards, but has risen sharply compared to this time last year. Home prices are rising more slowly. Mortgage rates remain elevated, but have been easing and are slightly below year-ago levels. Property listings in many metros are priced lower than a year ago. The trend should give home buyers more leverage, but are unlikely to be a game changer for many aspiring homeowners that were priced out after years of soaring home prices. John Scott reporting.
Jane North, who starred as the tow-headed mischief maker on TV's Dennis the Menace for four seasons, starting in 1959, has died. He was 73. North died Sunday at his home in Florida after battling colon cancer. More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.